Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Game one of a three-game set with the Phillies. Good pitching matchup. Freddy Peralta, August's best pitcher, if you ask me. And Zach Wheeler, who's coming off of 10 Ks and no walks against the Angels. More on that in a moment. In fact, this game got going quick. Kyle Schwarber, a leadoff home run, his 28th of his career, his 8th of the season, 1-0 Phillies. But then Freddy Peralta would find his groove. We fast forward to the third inning. He only allowed one other base runner to this point, and he was really finding it with the strikeouts.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got it with a changeup. Turner frustrated. Freddy with three ortho ASAP strikeouts.
In fact, he had a total of 4 strikeouts tonight on the changeup. 7 more whiffs on that, you know, some would say 4th best pitch of his. He has really developed it as of late. But the Brewers still trailing 1-0 against Zach Wheeler. They only had 1 hit against him heading into the 4th. An infield hit from William Contreras. A single through the right side from Carlos Santana. Then finally some loud contact. Sal Frelick hit a shot to deep center, but it was tracked down by Brandon Marsh on a really nice play. The next batter, Willy Adames.
On a Friday night here in Milwaukee. 0-1, this is hit well out to deep center. Marsh is back, track, well, gone! Adames with a 3-run shot, and the Brewers lead it 3-1.
Number 22 on the season for Willy. In the blink of an eye, Zach Wheeler was dominating, and all of a sudden, the Brewers had flipped the scoreboard. Wheeler would finish 6 shutout, or 3-run innings, I should say, with no walks again and 10 strikeouts. But Freddie went 6 innings with 10 strikeouts, no walks, and only the home run and one other hit and base runner allowed. It was the first time since 2021 both starters had at least 10 strikeouts and no walks in a game. Things got shaky in the 8th inning, though. Yoel Piamps came on with the Brewers leading 3-1. A leadoff walk to Alec Bohm. A single by JT Realmuto, an RBI single by Brandon Marsh, made it a 1-run game with nobody out and runners on first and second. He got Jake Cave to strike out swinging. Then it was Kyle Schwarber, and he popped out. So Trey Turner, the next batter, Devin Williams went in for the 4-out save, but Turner went yard on a hanging changeup to make it flip the scoreboard in 5-3, the Phillies leading. Then in the bottom of the 8th, more chaos. A leadoff single from Andrew Monasterio. Yelich reached on a fielder's choice, eliminating Monasterio. Contreras singled. Santana walked with the bases to load the bases. Tyrone Taylor came on with the bases loaded. He drew a walk. Willy Adames struck out, so it was all up to Owen Miller, who came off the bench the previous inning as a pinch hitter. The stage, it's 5-4 Phillies. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Miller at the plate.
The stretch, the pitch. Bouncer hit to third and passed. Boom! 2 runs are going to score. Maybe 3. The throw coming home. And the runner is safe. Tyrone Taylor in high gear. Around third, beat the throw home. And the Brewers have come back.
What a call from Bobby Uecker. Good to hear him here back on WTMJ. The Brewers would win 7-5, thanks to the error from Alec Bohm. We'll wrap up the program after this on WTMJ.